Welcome to Souls Harbor Church, a place of grace in Wichita, Kansas. We're glad you're here. We are a full gospel church with a passion for sharing the love of Christ with the world. So if you're looking to receive a word from God, you've come to the right place. Hi there, and welcome to Souls Harbor Church. This is Brother Jim Black. I'm so glad you've decided to join us today to hear from God. We're very excited to have you listening in, but we'd also like to invite you down to see us in person. We have services every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. at 2601 North Meridian here in Wichita. I know a lot of people are still concerned about safety and social distancing, and I want to assure you that we're taking all necessary precautions to make sure that everyone stays safe. Right now, I invite you to sit back and enjoy a word from God with our pastor, Robert Clark.
Now, faith is something that maybe you don't realize a whole lot about it, but faith is something that is unseen. You don't see it. You don't behold it. You don't know. If you're looking for it with your natural eye, you don't see it. It's not something that you see or you embrace it. You're looking for it. I dare say that you exercise it every day of your life, but you don't even realize that it's there. When you got up this morning and you turned the lights on, you had by faith that it was going to come on. You didn't even think about it coming on. It's just natural. It's going to come on. And so you had that faith. When you got in your automobile this morning, most of you or most of us thought when we turned on the key it was going to start. We didn't really think, Brother Jim, anything about it. That's just natural, and we exercise our faith in that way. You're getting in your automobile, you're driving down the highway about 75 miles an hour. You're not concerned about it. You don't realize that those tires could blow out, you could have a wreck, and you could be killed, but you got faith. You just don't even think about it, about your faith, and so you just go on, and you go down to the airport, and you buy a ticket, and they sell you a ticket, and you get on an airplane made by man, and the thing's about half a football long, you get up in the air about 7 miles in the air, going 500 miles an hour, you wonder, should I have faith, you know, and those kind of things. But our faith is activated in our life every day, and it's unseen, and we don't even realize it's there, or we don't even realize it's missing out of our life today. And that's the thing that I want to deal with the help of the Lord. Now, the Bible said in Ephesians 6 and 16, it said, above all, taking the shield of faith, above everything, in the Word of God, everything in the Bible, take the shield of faith, wherewith it you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The purpose of taking the faith or the shield of faith is to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy that is coming against you today. So we're going to look at that in just a little bit in the Scripture. So why do we need a shield today? Why do you need faith today in your life today as you're living? If you don't have faith, you're dead. Come on now, I want you to listen to me very carefully today. Your body cannot operate without faith. You've got to have some type of faith within your body for that body to operate every day of your life. You got to have faith for that body to get up. You got to have faith that body to lay down. You got to have faith that body is able to eat. You got to have faith that body is able to smell, able to taste, able to feel. Everything in your life. If you don't have some kind of faith in your life, that physical body is dead. It doesn't amount to anything. If you go out here today and you go in your garden and you stir up the dirt a little bit and it don't get any moisture, it don't get any kind of rain or anything, that dirt will become very crusty and it'll become to where it separates itself and anything in it will die because it doesn't have any moisture in it. Your body is the same way, or your faith in God is the very same way. If you don't allow that that body to be moistened by the Spirit of God. You don't allow that body to be filled with the Word of God within your life today. If you don't allow Jesus Christ daily, every day of your life, if you're not concerned every day of your life, say, Lord, I have not felt you today and I'm concerned about it. Lord, you know, you go that way every day. If you don't nourish that faith in your life today, that body will die. It will spiritually die, lost and undone without God and without a hope in Jesus Christ today. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? I deal with it on a daily basis in the lives of people today, and I get really concerned about it. I'm going to go here. Why do you need faith, or why do you need a shield of faith? And in Romans 12 and 1, he said, Brethren, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice unto God. Now, God's not looking for a dead body. He's got enough of them around in the world today. God's not looking for somebody that's dead in the trespasses of sin, in the sense that I'm talking about. He's looking for them to get them in the family of God. But I'm talking about the faith we have in Jesus Christ. There ought not to be. Every saint should not be dead in Christ today. Come on, I want you to look at this in reality today, in our faith in God today, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when you begin, your faith begin to wane away, you spiritually become lethargic, and you're spiritually, you become unfeeling, or you don't realize that you've lost that thing that's very important within your life today. Now, the Bible said your body is a living sacrifice unto God. And it's our reasonable service today that we present it unto God. Now, if this is a sacrifice unto God, then by faith in God, we ought to be protecting that that gift that we have been given unto God. We ought to do something to enhance our faith daily in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to look at this, the faith you have in the Lord today. We're going to build the shield of faith today and see exactly what it's like. Now, God's going to give you a shield of faith, and it's going to be light enough where you can carry it every day, 24 hours a day. It'll be light enough with that you can carry it without any problem or any burden. It'll not be a shield that is too heavy for you to carry. God will make it light enough, but he'll also make it strong enough where that you can defeat the enemy with everything that comes against you. So we're going to build a faith this morning, or a shield today, that will be light enough that you can pick it up and you can have it and you can handle it every day, but yet it'll be strong enough so that you can defeat the enemy within your life as you live every day for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, how is that possible? How can we do that? Well, in ourselves, we cannot do it, but we want to talk to someone that has experience to know how to do that. And that one is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I want you to listen very carefully the way the Bible is. I'm taking a little time with this because I really want you to get this. The Bible said that faith cometh. The faith cometh. It doesn't say that it's just going to drop on you, that you're going to have supernatural faith all of a sudden. You're not going to have that supernatural faith, but the Bible said faith cometh. That means that it's coming within your life, and it doesn't come all of a sudden, but it comes in your life daily in the Lord as you begin to allow it to develop in your life. So faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing of the Word of God, or by reading the Word of God. The more you read God's Word and the more you hear the divine gospel of Jesus Christ, the greater your faith will become. Amen. That's what he said, my faith cometh today, my faith cometh. Some people say, well, I don't have any faith. It's because you're not feeding that faith. You're not getting in the Word of God. You're not getting in the things God wants you to have today. That faith is going to come, but it's going to only come when you begin to feed it the divine word of God. So the more that you read that Bible, the more you study that Bible, the more faith you're going to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I found out that when I'm not feeling well, I'm sick in body, I go to Matthew chapter 8, 9, and 10, and I begin to read about all the healings that Jesus done and that Jesus performed, so I can enhance my faith in the Lord for divine healing. If I need comfort in my life and I'm disturbed and I'm upset about something, then I go to John chapter 14, where Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God." He said, "I want you to also believe in me." And so I find the comfort and my faith is increased in that area of my life. Now, if I need to hear from God, and I need a promise from God, I need to hear what God has promised it is, then I go to Revelation about chapter 21, and I begin to read where Jesus said, "I'm going to come back and get you." Amen. You don't have to worry about it. And so I'm encouraged, and I have hope in Christ because I have been developing my faith by the Word of God. Come on, somebody say amen. It's a shield today that you carry small enough where it's weak enough that it isn't heavy but yet strong enough to defeat the enemy of your soul today. So it's protected by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's look at it in the relationship with the Word of the Lord today and see if it really works. And I'm going to talk about people we talk about all the time, but I want you to look at it in a little different round. We look at Job today, and we see what a great, great man this was. But Job would not have survived had he have not had faith in God. He would not have overcome, or he would have succumbed to the enemy if he had not faith in God. Now, Job did not hear God say to the devil, "You can only go so far and no farther." He did not. Job didn't hear God say that at all. God only said it unto the devil, "You got to spare his life. You can do all this, but you got to spare his life." Job did not hear that. He did not know that. But Job had the shield of faith where he said, "Look, I know my Redeemer liveth, and he ever liveth to make an intercession for me. And even if he slays me, I'm still going to trust him." Because he had that faith in God. He had that faith that he believed in what he was seeing and hearing. And he knew that God was a just God and God would provide for him. You see, you don't always hear from God. And when you're sick in body or going through a financial problem or whatever it might be, you don't always hear a voice from God. But you can go to the divine word of God, plant your feet in that word and say, "Jesus, you said this. Amen. You said it, God. It's your word. You can't get, Lord, if you don't remember it, I'll read it to you. Here's what you said. And if you said it, it's got to come to pass." So my faith is based on the Word of God today. So now I'm increasing my faith. Faith cometh. I'm increasing my faith every day in the Lord Jesus Christ as I walk and as I love Him with all of my heart and my soul. So the Lord has had experience in building a shield of faith. Look at Daniel when he was cast in the lion's den. Now you can say what you want to, brother and sister. I'll tell you what. If they'd led me to the edge of that, and I'm looking down and I'm seeing them hungry lions jumping up and down trying to get a hold of me, I'll tell you what, I'll be backing off. I don't know my fate, Brother Paul, would be there at that time. Old Daniel, he said, "Just lower me down, put me down there. It'll be all right." He's either got to be the stupidest man I've ever heard of, or he's got to be the greatest faith that I've ever heard of. And of course, he did not know God was going to deliver him. God never said, "Daniel, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right." But after he got down in there, when the king came that next morning, he said, "Oh, Daniel, Is your God able? Daniel said, hey, God sent his angels. Shut the mouths of the lions. I'm free, amen, by his faith in the God of heaven today. We could go to David, we could go to Abraham, we could go to Isaac, we could go to Jacob. We could go to Peter, we could go to Paul and Silas, we could go on and on throughout the entire Bible where Jesus has experienced to build your faith in him today. Even though the devil tries to take it away. And I know this morning there are some sitting here that have been sick in body or going through some very hard time within their life. And I know the devil's been sitting on your shoulder and said, God don't care, God's not there, there is no God, there's no heaven. You just go to die and that's the end of it. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible said faith cometh. Amen. It's coming, amen. Amen. Whatever you have need of this morning, the faith is coming. It's going to bring whatever you have need. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, Jesus, you said, whatsoever I ask the Father in your name, that I can have it. Are you sick? Faith's coming. Are you going through a hard time? Faith is coming. It's gonna break forth in your life. It's going to shine in your life. One of these days you're going to wake up and realize, faith cometh, it's coming. I can believe God. I can have hope today. Because I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he's going to build me a shield of faith that I am able to overcome victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is our faith? If the faith is coming and we need it, I don't know. I do know about you. You're just exactly like I am. I need great faith in God. Do you hear me? I need great faith in God. Brother Raymond, I need great faith in God. I have to have faith every day to live and to exist. I need that faith. I need that shield of faith that I can hold up by the grace of God. And when the enemy comes against me and through sickness or pain or discouragement or finances or whatever it is, I can take that shield of faith and I can raise it up. Hallelujah. Now, there is not going to be anything come against me but what that shield of faith is able to protect me. God said, I'll not allow anything to come that you're not able to bear. Amen. That faith, that shield of faith that you have, that God has given you, and that is coming within your life today, that shield of faith is going to be strong enough to take care of whatever the enemy comes against you with. Because God simply will not allow him, like he did Job, to give you something you cannot handle. But he will give you that faith and that integrity and that strength that you need in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do we need that today? We need that to drive away the fowls of the air or the enemy in our lives. My wife and I were watching the news last night, and you know what's going on and how all of these things are erupting in America and around the world, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the news, and all of a sudden I'm getting so angry within myself that I'm getting so disturbed in myself, and I'm beginning to think of names that I'd like to call people, not vulgar name, but stupidity or idiots, the kind we understand, And I'm sitting there and I'm getting this, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, what in the world's going on in me? I went out and I just went out on the porch and I just sit there and because that thing was so troubling me and bothering me. You see, that's the way the enemy slips into you and I, amen? You may not be a part of what's going on, but he wants you to be a part of it. And so he puts that envy, that malice, that hatred, or that thing within your life until you actually become a part of what's going on in the world. The Bible said we're not of this world. We're not of this world. We're just going through. We're not. This is not our home. Our home's on the other side. We're just passing through. We cannot allow these things to attach themselves unto us. The anger, the bitterness, the frustration, all that's going. We cannot allow the devil to attach them things to our life today. But we've got to overcome them. And the only way we can do it is with the shield of faith that God has provided for you and I. Somebody say amen. This is important that we understand this today, because if we're not careful, we automatically become a part of what's going on in the world today. And God said, I don't want you to be a part of that, because one of these days you're going to be taken out of that, and you don't need that within your life today. So what are some of the fowls of the air that's coming against you? And I want you to think about these individually and see maybe if some of this might be trying to attach itself to your life today, or attach it to the shield of faith. Now listen carefully. If you've got a shield of faith and you're holding that up, and you allow any of these things to attach the shield of faith, pretty soon that shield will become so heavy you won't be able to hold it up. You cannot allow these things to attach it to the shield of faith. The shield of faith is to ward off the fiery darts of the enemy, not become attached to it. So when we talk about these things this morning, you cannot allow these things to be attached to your shield of faith, but use it to ward them off and drive them off. So I wonder this morning, you know, about our lives and how we are. I was thinking about, most of us here are kind of up in age a little bit. Somebody was saying you're old. I said, don't use that word. I don't like that word old. You want me to use senior citizen, or you want me to use aged? I'd just soon you forget it all, as far as I'm concerned, you know. But I got to thinking about her church, and I thought about Darcy comes in. Here she is, all young, vibrant, and God loves her, and she knows God loves her. And I thought of Shauna. She comes in, and Shauna's the type of person, if you give her a job to do, she's going to get it done, come so much in high water. I mean, she's that type of person. She's gonna, and I admire her for that very much. And I thought about Brother Jimmy, you know, and he's got, he thinks he's intelligent, but he's got the degrees that says he is, you know. So I guess we'll have to accept that, you know. And I think about all these things. Then I think about Brother Leonard, and I think about me. Brother, we're old. We're gray-haired. Where's he at? Where's he at? We're kind of aged, aren't we, Brother? Kind of up there a little bit. Yeah, yeah. But you know what? In spite of them being young, and in spite of him and I being old, God loves us just the same. June, 92 years old, God loves you. Jesus loves you. Doesn't make any difference. He loves you today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He loves us. So if he loves us, that gives us an incentive to ward off the fiery darts of the enemy, doesn't it? You know, I know my wife loves me, and I... Sometimes she doesn't realize when she's sitting there, I just sit there and I look at her and I thought, man, what a gift I've been given, you know. And I just sit there and I think sometimes the Lord looks at you and I and he said, what a people. What a people. They love me. What a people they are. But let me get back to this. I want to show you. And I want to repeat this so you'll understand, and I know you do. The shield of faith is not to be anything attached to it. The shield of faith is to ward off the fiery darts of the enemy. Again, if you allow these things to attach themselves to your shield, it'll become so heavy you won't be able to hold it up and fight against the enemy. So we have the trying of your faith worketh patience. Everybody here, every child of God is going to have their faith tried. It's a given, it's going to happen. Then there's doubt. The fowl of doubt tries its best to attach itself to our shield of faith. Because if he can get us to a doubt and make that shield so heavy where we can't hold it anymore, it takes away our faith entirely, our belief in God, our trust in God, our hope in God, until we have lost all reality in serving the Lord. And then we have the element of fear. We're living in a world of fear today. It's so profound you can almost feel it. It's tangible of what's going on in this world today. And I'm going to try to hurry through this. The element of worldliness tries to attach itself to our shield of faith today. Anger, as it tried to attach itself to me watching the news last night. Control. Some people like to be in total control. And if you don't agree what they say or what they are, brother, you're just wrong in every aspect of your life, but it attaches itself to our shield. Greed, achievement, shame, sickness. All of these things are trying to attach themselves unto our shield of faith today. I wonder how many here today that your shield of faith has become heavy when it should be so light, when it should be so victorious, that your shield of faith has become so heavy because we've allowed these things to attach themselves to our shield. It's time to shake them off. Lay aside the weight of the sin that does so easily beset us and run the race with patience that is set before us today. It's time to clear that shield of faith today and make sure that it's there to protect us and not to have these things attached to us where it's going to destroy us. Genesis 15:1, God said unto Abraham, fear not, Abraham, for I am thy shield. God said, I am thy shield. We need to pick up our shield. And we need to hold it out against the enemy of our soul. Now listen carefully, and I'm going to be closing. When the enemy comes in like a flood, hear me. And he does, and he will. When he comes in like a flood, God's going to raise a standard against him. And that standard is the shield of faith. I want you to look at something here this morning and in closing. What is built into a shield of faith? What does God build into a shield of faith? Number one is confidence. Confidence in God. But also confidence in ourselves. I've got to have confidence when I ask God for a message that he gives me a message. I've got to have confidence the Holy Ghost will help me deliver it. I've got to have confidence the Holy Ghost will deliver it to your heart and bring forth the fruit. So I've got to have confidence in myself and also confidence in my God that he will take care of me. I'm afraid some of us has lost our confidence in ourselves to believe and trust God for the things we have need of. Number two is built in is a spirit of fellowship. We need fellowship with God. We need to spend time with the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, pray without ceasing. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. building that shield of faith and for that faith to be strong is you've got to have fellowship with the Lord. You've got to pray. You've got to seek the face of God and wait upon Him. And then, of course, experience. The experience of Jesus Christ is built in that shield of faith. And then, listen now then, it's all covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That shield of faith is covered. And when the blood is applied, there's nothing the devil can do to get through it. He cannot pierce the blood of Jesus Christ. So if you have that shield, you have that experience, you have that fellowship, you have that confidence, and then you have it plastered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, everything that comes against you will fall because it cannot stand before God. Amen. You need to take the shield of faith and not let anything be attached to it so you can carry it forever and ever until Jesus comes or calls us home. After all these things, listen. After above everything, take the shield of faith to ward off all the fiery darts of the enemy. Don't let anything be attached to your shield except faith in Jesus Christ.